Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is May 30th, 2015, and I'm so blessed you joined us at NoBetterWay.net. Tonight's show is titled The Fruit of the Spirit, and my prayer tonight is that we can know that as a believer and follower of Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives within us, and we produce fruit for the kingdom of God. We are moved to respond in love for what Jesus has done for us, that he died a brutal death on the cross. He paid for our sins. And on the third day, Jesus rose from the grave. Amen. Alleluia. And we have victory over death. Tonight's reflection verse is from Galatians 5, verses 22 through 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Amen. So God's word in Galatians 5, starting with verse 22, is describing to us that if we are full of the Holy Spirit, we respond with the same qualities, same nature as Jesus. Living by and full of the Holy Spirit, we love God and we love our neighbor. And so we're full of joy. We have the peace that transcends all human understanding. We are patient. We show kindness to others. We are faithful to what we say, what we do. If we tell a neighbor or a friend that you will be there, you need to be there. You need to be faithful. Even when we are irritated, we must show a form of gentleness and self-control. And as we read through the fruit of the Spirit, we show that there are nine fruits. And so many times, they intertwine. And most important, the first fruit mentioned is love, which we show when we express any of the fruit of the Spirit. And before we discuss more detailed on the fruit of the Spirit, let's discuss the opposite of the fruit of the Spirit. That's the acts of the flesh, the sinful nature. And that's also found in Galatians 5, starting with verse 19, which are sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. And when we live like that, you're ignoring the ways of God. You're ignoring the Holy Spirit. And you know, folks, we may not be guilty of all these sins, because there's quite a list there, but we're guilty of several. And many times we fail, we fall away from living by the Spirit, living, expressing the love of God through Jesus. Rather, we express the ways of the world. Romans 3, verse 23 says, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So our human sin nature fails to follow the Holy Spirit. That's when the works of the flesh take over. When we get angry, when we hurt someone, when we lust after someone, when we're jealous of our neighbor, when we put ourselves first before God, when idols become our God, when we dance around that golden calf, and basically when we sin and ignore the Holy Spirit. And what I have to say to that, when we go that way rather than following the ways of the Lord and the way of the Holy Spirit, I have to say that we have a patient, loving God. a God full of mercy and grace. So when we repent, when we turn away from our sins, when we turn away from the works of the flesh, our Lord Jesus forgives us and continues to forgive our repentant hearts over and over again. If we have a repentant heart, he's faithful to forgive us. And Jesus loves us so much, he forgives the sins of our past, of the present, and the future. And amen. Amen to that. So that's quite a wonderful reason to respond to his love with the fruit of the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit fill you, and you respond with such a love. Again, I'll read the fruit of the Spirit. Respond with love, with joy, with peace, with patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So my dear brothers and sisters, when we get back from this little break, we'll discuss the fruits of the Spirit, all nine of them. But right now, we'll just take a little break and play the first song. And that song this morning, got my time wrong. Tonight will be Create in Me a Clean Heart. Hope you enjoy. What a song, huh? Create in me a clean heart, restore my salvation, restore the joy into my heart. And joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit. the proper song for a little intermission break here. I'll give out that phone number. You can call in. Love to have you join the show. 347-989-0095. Tonight we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. It says in the Bible that, you know, the fruit of the Spirit is the response of the of our being when we're saved, when we come to Jesus Christ. We respond when we have that Holy Spirit. And again, I'll read the fruits of the Spirit. And number one, which I, you know, agree, you know, is love. Without love, just like in the first book of Corinthians, chapter 13, where it says, without love, we're nothing. So right there, the fruit of the Holy Spirit starts out with love. And then there's joy, the joy of our salvation. Peace, the peace that transcends all human understanding. Patience, oh, don't we need plenty of that, huh? Sometimes we get so aggravated with our brothers and sisters. You know, pray for patience. And I always hear that if you pray for patience, God's going to send you all kinds of tests. So sometimes I wonder, is it a good thing to pray for is patience? Kindness, being kind to people. Sometimes they don't deserve it. Maybe they're rude or just not deserving of in the world's way to show them the kindness of God. But that's part of the Holy Spirit working in you. Goodness, you know, live a good life, right? Live a life according to the Lord. You know, live like Jesus. Live, you know, a life pleasing to the Father. Faithfulness, always being faithful. Do what you say. You know, you make a promise to a friend or to a neighbor or to a stranger. You say you're going to do something. Go out and do that. Be faithful, always faithful. And also part of faithfulness is loyalty, right? You're a faithful follower of Jesus. You're loyal to to Jesus and his word and his ways. Gentleness. Sometimes we need to be gentle. The Holy Spirit will guide us those times where someone needs a gentle touch or a gentle word, something to encourage them. And that's that Holy Spirit encouraging you to be gentle with someone. Self-control, to be in control of things, of matters, rather than wanting to burst out with anger or to burst out with condemnation to someone that offends you or just aggravates you or irritates you. You have the Holy Spirit working in you and giving you that blessing where you can have self-control in the matter. Amen. So I've gone through the nine fruits of the Spirit. I've got some other verses I'd love to read. Again, I'll give out that number. 347-989-0095. And I also today on the screen that describes the show, if you're on the internet, it shows my email. And if you feel like you're not comfortable to call in, I have my email up there, and I'll try my hardest if you send me a question or some kind of comment or a blessing, or you want to just share something with me, I will try my hardest to answer that question or to respond to your email. It's on the screen. It's zmaniac@yahoo.com. Disregard the W's. I'm thinking about the website. Zmaniac, Z, Zebra, M, Mary, A, Adam, N, Nathan, I, Isaac, A, Adam, K, Catherine, 777@yahoo.com. So if you have an email you'd like to send, I'll try to answer it on the show live. Okay, I've got a couple of verses that talk about the fruit and the bearing fruit and the fruit of the Spirit. This is from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Wow. These are nice words. Oh. As a believer, I'm looking at these verses, and it talks of us being like a tree, and we're planted by the water, and that would be the living water of Jesus Christ, and you know, a relationship with that living water. And if we drink from that water, right, he'll satisfy us. And that water is the Word of God. And also, it's our prayer life, right? And then our soil is rich by the stream. That's our heart. So it's a nice description of a relationship with the Lord, and how even when the heat comes, we'll still withstand the heat. And if there's a year of drought, yet we'll be confident in the Lord. And it says it never fails to bear fruit. Amen. And then there's another verse. This is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Amen. So it talks about us, you know, once being dark, in darkness, but now you're in the light of the Lord. If you think about a plant or a tree and it's bearing fruit, if that tree or plant is in always in darkness, right, it doesn't receive the sunlight, right, and it doesn't have a well-soiled, watered soil, then how can it bear fruit? But as believers in Christ, we're in the light, right? We're in the light of the Lord. That's another another great couple of verses there that kind of describe how we live our lives in Christ, bearing the fruit, and that fruit comes from the Spirit of God that moves us. Amen? Okay, again, I will give out that number. It's 347-989-0095. Now, I look at all the fruit of the Spirit, and sometimes I think that one there, peace, sometimes that one for me can be a struggle. You know, the ways of the world kind of rock the peace that the Lord offers. Stay in that peace, a peace of God that transcends all human understanding. And it's Philippians 4, verse 7. And I'm just kind of admitting to you that that can be a struggle for me to always be in that peace in this crazy, evil world. Everything is go, go, go. You know, if you have a job, everything's, you know, it's got deadlines and everything's got to be rushed. And it just seems like, you know, there's, instead of a nice, easy, peace, steadiness of life, you know, so I struggle sometimes with that peace of God. And I pray that, you know, as we're looking at the different fruits of the Spirit, that, you know, something will strike you. And for myself, I need to pray about that. And I pray for you out there, folks, that, you know, that these fruit of the Spirit, that you'll go to Galatians chapter 5, starting with verse 22, and read about it. And if you shoot up to earlier, I think it's 5:17, it starts to talk about the works of the flesh. You know, so that's a struggle that we struggle with daily, you know, when we sin. But like I said, our Lord Jesus is faithful. He is faithful. And if we come to him with a repentant heart, a sorry heart, he's always faithful to forgive us. And that's the grace and mercy always present in Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, I'm going to hand out that number, 347-989-0095. I'd love to hear you call in. Again, I'll say I've got the email on the screen. Disregard the W's. It's zmaniac777@yahoo.com. And I'll check my screen, and if there's any emails, I'll try to answer it live on the show. And love to have you call in, folks. You know, everyone's got a story. And they could tell me some of the spirits, the fruit of the spirit that they struggle with. You know, maybe it's the patience, or sometimes it's just hard to be kind to people that you know, in the world, you feel like they don't deserve it. But if you have that Holy Spirit blessing, if you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you know, you're a follower of Jesus, that Holy Spirit will move you to be faithful, to be kind, to be gentle, have self-control, show a life of goodness in the Lord, be patient with others, have the joy of the Lord regardless, right? That's another one that can be difficult. Show the joy of the Lord. That's that joy of the Lord. The Holy Spirit shows that, you know, that we're joyful because we've been saved by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. We've been covered in the blood. Amen. Okay, one more time, I will give out that number. 347-989-0095. And if I don't, let's see, I'll probably play another song there. Why not, right? It's always good to worship, have a heart of worship, and have music, you know, move our hearts. I'm going to play a song. This one is, we always need to be thankful. So let's play a song of give thanks. Hope you enjoy it.
give thanks for what the Lord has done. We have so much to be thankful for. What a blessing. You know, just thinking about when you come to Jesus Christ and you accept Him as your Savior, you know, you open your heart to Him and you walk with Him. And just the salvation in itself, where your heart is opened. You know, it says that Jesus chooses you, you do not choose Him. And I truly believe that salvation is a miracle. Without the Holy Spirit intervening, working on our hearts, and for we come to realize that, you know, we're sinners and Jesus Christ, you know, died for our sins on that rugged cross. He shed His blood. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. Our sins are covered. Our past, present, and future sins. And in fact, the Holy Spirit, you know, opens our eyes to that, and we make a commitment to follow Jesus the rest of our days. And the hope of the resurrection, just like Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit raised Him, we too, one day, the Holy Spirit will raise us also. And all of that, just to think about it, it's a miracle, folks. Truly a miracle. Amen. Okay, I was telling you about emails, and I do have an email, and this is from Casey from Chicago. He's asking me about the Book of Enoch. Now, the Book of Enoch is not one of the 66 books in the Bible. He says, why do you think it was left out of the Bible? Well, I'd like to say it wasn't because someone didn't want people to know what was written in it, because there is reference of the Book of Enoch. I think the book of Jude mentions Enoch, and also Peter in one of his letters, he mentions Enoch. So it's not like it's not known about, and talks about how the angels were put in. I think in the book of Jude talks about how the angels were put in chains because they went beyond what their boundaries permitted them to. They did things that were beyond what the God of creation allowed them to do. I think that there was many things in the Book of Enoch, and it's very interesting because it talks a lot about the Nephilim and the giants, and how the fallen angels had sex with the women of the earth because they saw that they were beautiful. And I want to say that the church at that time, I don't know if they thought the people couldn't handle that or that they just didn't want people to know. So there's a lot of controversy in the Book of Enoch, and I don't know the exact reason, Casey, why they left it out, but I'm suspecting that, maybe they thought that it was too much for the people of the church at that time to handle. Or if I want to be a little more sinister, they wanted to keep it out of the Bible because they didn't want people to know these things. But I don't fully know, so my answer is incomplete. And that's the best I can do. Thanks, Casey, for that email. Well, I had a call and it dropped off. I'm sorry, I was going to get to you right after I answered that question. Thanks, Casey, for the email. All right, we are talking tonight about the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit is when you become a believer in Jesus Christ, you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit will move you. It'll make things almost spontaneous. You'll be filled with that blessed Holy Spirit, and it'll make you want to respond. You'll respond like Jesus would respond. You respond with love, with joy, with peace, with patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, rather than respond responding like the world, with the sinful nature, with anger, or with impatience, or with, instead of kindness, rudeness. Right? Instead of faithfulness, unfaithfulness. Instead of gentleness, harshness. right? So, and instead of having self-control, you'll burst out, you know, and respond, you know, in an ungodly way. So there's not enough of the Holy Spirit spoken about in the church today. I feel like the Holy Spirit, it's present in so many of the hearts of the believers. I don't think in the church it is talked about. There is the Holy Spirit movement in the churches, but I think we're holding back. There's so much more that Holy Spirit can do. If we go into the book of Acts, right, the early church, how the Pentecostal Sunday, how the Holy Spirit swept through, you know, the early church, the apostles, and how they responded by preaching the gospel, thousands of people coming to faith in Jesus, right, and the apostles going about and healing people, casting out demons, even raising some from the dead. And Jesus even said, when I send you the Holy Spirit, you will be able to do works like just like me and even greater. So that, you know, this is such a gift that Jesus has sent us. He says, when I leave, I will send you the Comforter, the Counselor, right? That Holy Spirit, He's our Counselor. He counsels us. He moves us and tells us how we should be, how we should act, right? We should act like Jesus. We should act godly, right? Full of love, right? Not self-centered, not looking for our own interest, but putting aside our own interest and living for Christ, right? Sharing the gospel. Not only with people that are easy to talk to, share the gospel with those that are a pain. Amen. Okay, you know what? I've got a few more verses I'm going to grab my little... I have a few more verses I want to read in regards to the fruit of the Spirit. And this is comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And those last words, right at the end, apart from me, you can do nothing. So without Christ, right, and without the Holy Spirit, we're just human, you know, we're just sinners on this earth. We're fallen, broken humans, and sometimes we'll try to do good on our own. But what reason are you doing the good? For your own benefit? For your own gratifications? For your own lusts? Just to fulfill your desires? You play, I'll be good to you if you're good to me. I'll help you if you help me. So your life becomes a scoreboard. So you got friends and, you know, you're living a life and, you know, you're loving your neighbors that love you back. You're loving your friends that love you back. But the Church of Jesus Christ, you know, with the power of the Holy Spirit, that's not what it's about. It's not about keeping score. It's about loving people you don't want to love, that you would consider that they're not worth your love. Is love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and might, and love your neighbor as yourself. So, Church of Christ is not about a scoreboard. It's about being empowered by the fruit of the Spirit, right? The Holy Spirit being empowered. And without that, you know, we can do nothing other than living a life that we're living on our own goodness, right? We're over there. I like the verse in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 43, where all these people that were listening to Jesus in the time of the apostles, right, when Jesus was doing his ministry, and Jesus was saying these amazing things, and they may have seen or they heard about his miracles, and they said, this is truly the Son of God. No one can talk like him. Yet, they didn't want to believe in him. And the reason why, John chapter 12, verse 43 says, the reason they didn't follow Jesus because they loved the praise of men rather than the praise of God. How sad. How sad. So they were afraid because these were all Jewish men that were members of the temple. And for them, it was like a club. It was a status. And in those days, if you followed Jesus Christ, you were kicked out of the temple. Your membership was kiboshed. You were just booted out, like the Catholics would say, excommunicated. And so that is sad, but that's a good question for us, isn't it? Do you seek the praise of men rather than the praise of God? Are you living a life to please people? Or are you living a life to please Christ? Well, God hasn't left you on an island all by yourself, has he? He said when he was leaving, he was going back to be with his Father, to sit on the right hand, right? He says, I will not leave you alone. He goes, I will not leave you or forsake you. Right? Matthew 28, verse 20. He sent you the Counselor, the Holy Spirit. And that's the Holy Spirit that fills you and baptizes you and enables you, right, to have all these fruits. And the thing is, you know, people sometimes, they, you know, if you're a follower of Jesus and you're full of the Holy Spirit and these fruits are evident, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, people see that in you. It's just something different. What's with this guy? Why is he so loving and joyful, you know, and he has this peace about him, and he's so patient. I notice he's so patient with people, and he's so kind. He's kind to all these creeps, and he's, you know, these jerks, and he's just so good, you know, and he's faithful to everyone. He always comes through on his promises, and he has a way about him. He even has a gentle way about him, even to people that don't deserve it, right? And he just seems to never lose his control. He has such great self-control. What's with this guy? Well, he's a follower of Jesus, right? He's been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that same Holy Spirit that fills you, fills me, right? That filled the apostles, that's the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead on Resurrection Sunday. So what are we talking about? We're talking about some superpowers, right? And so that same power that the apostles have, it's available to us, but yet we're holding back. We can go down, you know, on our knees and pray, Lord, fill me with your Spirit to the brim so that I can be bold with my words, right? Loving with my action, and give me the power to pray over people, to heal them, pray over people, to cast out demons. I mean, this is all available to us. The church is, it holds itself back. I guess we can say we're almost impotent. I'm looking for the right word. We're powerless, and it's not supposed to be that way. I mean, Jesus has given us the ability to be powered. Okay, I've got a call here. Let me take this call. Hello there. Good evening. Welcome to KnowBetterWay.net. Thank you for calling.
Hey, how's it going there tonight?
Really good, really good. Having a good show. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
Good deal, good deal.
Yeah. I mean, there's a list. I'll run it over for you, Dave. Actually, I'll read Galatians 5, starting with verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
Amen to that. And I mean, if you think about all those things, those are all the things that we seek for in our life, right? We want to be loved. We want to have peace. We want to have joy. All the things we seek for are right there. And we see that. These are the fruits of the Spirit. So these are a gift from the Spirit of God. So it's like people are chasing after all these things, love, peace, hope, all this stuff. They're chasing all this stuff in cars and houses and money, and it's not to be found in any of these things, partying, none of that stuff, drugs, whatever it is. It's found in the Spirit of God. And to receive the Spirit of God, you have to believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So Christianity is not just believe this, you can have a free trip to heaven. You're going to receive this blessed gift of the Spirit of God and have all these things given you on top of salvation, peace, joy, love, all these things. And it's an awesome thing to believe in Christ.
Yeah. You know, it says the fruit of the Spirit should also, you know, you can think of it as the gift of the Spirit too. How many mm-hmm. people, I said the one thing I struggle with a lot, Dave, is peace. Sometimes I struggle with having that peace. And what does Philippians say? The peace of God that transcends all human understanding. You know, that's a thing I struggle with. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you too, Dave. You know, as you look down at all these fruit, our human level.
Just sometimes, and I think, the Bible talks a lot about living in the flesh or living in the Spirit. And when we're living in the Spirit, all these things are present. When we're chasing after things of the flesh, of what we want as opposed to what God wants, seek our will instead of God's will, then we're going to have all these anxieties and stuff. But, if we do the will of God, we shouldn't have these things, because the will of God is that we don't fear. It says, do not fear, about a billion times in the Bible. So, we have peace when we do life how he calls us to. Doesn't mean life's not stressful sometimes and hard, but can find peace in God. So,
you were talking
about out there.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, when you talked about fear, what does it say in 1 John that love, love casts out all fear, for fear has to do with punishment. And, if we have the, so I think that fear is kind of tied in with love and lack of faith. But still, I mean, we're still human. I mean, we're still going to deal with it.
Well, I just pray everyone out there that's listening will just put their heart and faith towards Jesus and experience this fruit. And, I think you've probably noticed, as I noticed, that, when I first start believing in Christ, a lot of these things don't seem that evident in my life. But it takes a while sometimes for God to sanctify us, to make us more holy, to make us more like Jesus. It's just a process. Sometimes it takes longer, but keep trusting in Jesus. And, if you're struggling in sins, keep trusting in him, but be sure to repent of your sins and then trust in him. And believe that he can get you to this place. And the longer you're with the Lord, the more you start seeing these things. Wouldn't you say so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say that I've seen the transformation in you, Dave. I've seen God work and change you. And
thanks. I see it in you too. So.
Thanks. Thank you. I like the one with, these are all qualities of Jesus too. If you look at all of the fruit, it's all, what Jesus is about. And I love the one where it talks about faithfulness, and who is more faithful than Jesus, right? I mean, he is so faithful, we come to him day after day after day with repentant hearts, and he's faithful always to forgive us, right? Continue to forgive us, so we don't have to fear Jesus, and we know he loves us, but we just need to always remember to repent of our sins.
For sure. So I just pray people out there, if they've never believed in Jesus, do it. You have eternity with God, who loves you, wants to forgive you, desires to forgive you of your sins and have a relationship with you. And then he's going to bless you with all these fruits of the Spirit too. And so I pray they'll all believe. But I better get going. So I have people hanging out, with people here. But definitely wanted to call in. It's a great show, great topic. And I just pray that you can, thanks for continuing to bless the listeners, and that they'll call in for prayer requests or just to talk. And
yeah,
someone out there wants to believe in Christ tonight.
Yeah, you know what I did today? I've made one more option available. I put my email up on the board, so anybody could email, whatever they want. Maybe email, something about their life or a blessing, or if they have a question or a prayer request. So anyone out there that wants, yeah. So if I can get to it, I will answer, any email that comes up. So.
That'd be good if someone's maybe a little shy on the radio or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, you have a good rest of your night, and then we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Dave. Well, blessings at home. Little Isaac settling in, and then thank you for calling in, and we will talk soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
All right, Dave. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Okay, as my son Dave, he wanted to call in real quick. He's got company tonight, and so I was just glad to hear from him. He always has good things to say, and just was talking about, when we come to Christ, when we put our faith in Jesus, God is faithful. He sends the Holy Spirit. He baptizes us with that Holy Spirit and transforms us, and from that, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we have all the fruit, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And so we're all being transformed, and like my son Dave said, he said that that when he first became a Christian, he needed a lot of work done, and then as time went on, God transforms us, through the Holy Spirit. He changes us, changes our hearts, changes the way we live and how we, respond and treat others. And also, hopefully, he gives you more boldness to share the gospel. That is a big thing, that we, have the courage, the faith, and the boldness to share our faith with others, share our miracle, because anyone that comes to Jesus, it's through the calling of Jesus and the working of the Holy Spirit. It is a miracle. We all are walking miracles, and we need to share that miracle with others. Amen. Well, I'm going to read another verse, and this is in Galatians, a little farther down in chapter 6. It talks about in regards, you reap what you sow. And this is in Galatians chapter 6, starting with verse 7, going to verse 10. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, and the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Again, I'll read verse 8. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. So it's all about what we reap, and that's what we sow. And for those who sows to please the Spirit, right, those from that Spirit will reap eternal life. And that's what God has put us on this earth for, right? He's called us to follow him, and when that Holy Spirit opens our heart, opens our mind, and we give our heart to Jesus, and we repent of our sins and follow Christ, we join eternity. Eternity doesn't begin when we die, when our last day, when Jesus calls us home. Eternity, the kingdom, the eternal kingdom, we become part of that kingdom the day we
we come to Jesus Christ. The day we believe, today, if you say, Jesus Christ is my Savior, I've given my life to Him, my heart, I've opened my heart to Him, and I follow Him. Every day I have a repentant heart, confessing my sins, always wanting to follow Christ, not to follow the ways of the world, right? And then from that following, you know, the fruits of the Spirit is evident. So that kingdom, that eternal kingdom, begins the day you believe. So don't say, okay, that eternal kingdom begins the day I die. No. Because when you are born again, you're a new creation. You have a new life. And that transformation begins when you give your life to Christ. You become a new creation. So amen to that. So, all right. I'm going to wrap up the show. It's been a good show. It's been a show that, talking about the fruit of the Spirit, it's so important in the lives of Christians. You know, and I think every day we need to kind of give ourselves, well, if not every day, but quite often, just kind of give us a spot check on our life. You know, are we living, with the Holy Spirit moving us? Or are we leaning on the ways of the world? You know, the sin nature of ourselves. I mean, we're all human. We do fall. And, we turn. We repent. But if we're kind of hanging on to some sins, if we're kind of ignoring the Holy Spirit, we need to kind of, restore our relationship with the Lord and get right. And just pray to the Lord, Lord, fill me with your Spirit. I repent. I'm sorry. I've been hanging on to certain sins, and I didn't want to give up on them. But Lord, you're convicting my heart, and I need to get right and turn around. And amen to that. I say to that. And I'd like to say thank you for all those that have listened in tonight. Thank you, Casey, for the email tonight. I hope I answered it. I did the best I can as far as talking about the Book of Enoch. So I'm going to close in prayer, and then after that we'll have the closing song. Dear Lord, our faith in you, our faith in Jesus Christ, is truly a miracle. Without the working of the Holy Spirit, without you calling us, Lord, it's not possible that we can follow you. Holy Spirit is a wonderful gift. Jesus said in Matthew 28:20 that he will not leave us or forsake us. And he sent us the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit fills us and empowers us, and we live a life pleasing to you, Lord. And that is our goal, that we live a life pleasing to you and to serve you and to share the gospel. All our works, everything we do, Lord, be for your glory. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus, for dying for us, dying on the cross, shedding his blood, paying the price for the sin of the world. And we thank you, Lord, for that. Truly thank you. And not only did you die for our sins, but on the third day you rose from the dead, you defeated death. And for that, we can say praise God, because we have victory and we have hope. We have that blessed assurance for eternity. And that eternity started the day we believed and continues on. And when we die, we'll be with the Lord, where it says, absence in the body is presence in the Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the show tonight and for all the blessings, especially for your Son, Jesus, our precious Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good night, everybody. I hope you enjoy the final song. May God bless you.
thank him for my valleys. I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. If I never had a problem, how would I know that God could solve it? How would I know what faith in his word tell you now.
Hey everybody, Stephen Baldwin here. Very excited to be talking to you today and sharing with you my own personal testimony about how I came to know Jesus. I was working in the movie business, doing a television show called The Young Riders, living in Tucson, Arizona with my wife and my first daughter. And my wife is from Brazil, and she speaks Portuguese, and she decided to hire a gal to come work and live with us, help around the house, help with the kids, all of that good stuff. And so she reached out to some of her relatives in Brazil who sent this gal over, 55-year-old, tall, kind of tough Brazilian lady. She didn't speak any English, only spoke Portuguese. So this gal's working for us, and the whole first week that she's working for us, she's singing in Portuguese as she's cleaning and very, very happy and expressive and having a good old time, but she's always singing a song that utilizes one word in every song. She's going, la, 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 Jesus. Da, 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 Jesus. Oh, well, it was kind of interesting to observe her and the fact that every song she sang was about Jesus. By the way, her name was Augusta. We noticed that she's singing every song about Jesus. So my wife and I kind of say, wow, that's kind of interesting. Finally, after a week of this, my wife kind of goes up to Augusta and she says, so, I noticed that you sing an awful lot about Jesus. And Augusta starts to laugh, like loud, like belly laugh. And my wife is kind of like, you know, okay, what's up? I'm your boss. What's so funny? And Augusta says, you know, Mrs. Baldwin, forgive me. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I'm just a little charmed with the fact that you're asking me this question. She goes, I just think it's rather interesting that you think that I'm here to clean your house. And my wife said, okay, what do you mean? And Augusta went on to explain to my wife that in her church in Brazil, before she'd accepted the job to work with us, she had gone to her church and prayed with her pastor and a bunch of the people in the congregation, and it was prophesied in that church that she had to go take that job because the people that she would go to work for would eventually come to know the Lord and then go on to have their own ministry. Well, my wife then in turn came and told me that story. And I guess you guys can only imagine who started laughing then. You know, I was Stephen Baldwin, working on a TV show, making movies, thought I was cool. And then I think probably 7 years to the day after that, we had moved back to New York. Our kids were a little grown up. We had had a second daughter. And my wife gave her life to Jesus Christ. And a year after that, I followed. And it's just, it's awesome. And in a million years, I never would have imagined that that would have happened to me. And now for me, really what my faith and my walk with Christ is all about is sharing that with people. You know, it's really important in my opinion, regardless, you know, of who you are or what your position is. You know, it's really kind of cool, and it's nice that people come up to me all the time and they go, "Hey, dude, you know, you're in Hollywood and you're living for the Lord, and you know, you're being a part of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's so important." And I guess that's, you know, probably true, but you know, I can't look at it that way myself. You know, for me, you know, I like just sharing with people the experience that I'm having, you know, and the peace that I found and the happiness that I found. And for me, that's more important than anything else, is to just be able. I was on an airplane today. I'm back in Portland right now filming these segments, and it was important. I was on an airplane talking to this guy, 35 years old, surfer dude, beautiful wife, young people, and they were saying to me, "Hey man, what's going on in your life, dude?" And I started telling them about Living It, the movie I did, and how it's about skaters and bikers that all know Jesus Christ. And they're like, and it was amazing. The husband says to me, he goes, "Hey man, that's wild. You know, I've been really spending a lot of time with a lot of these surfers that are born again." He goes, "And now you're talking to me about it." He goes, "That's kind of weird, huh?" And I go, "Nope, not weird at all, dude. It's the way it works." So it's just an awesome experience for me. And for me, I think that the thing that holds true the most with me is that I've come to realize, through the gratitude that I have, that I know the Lord, I've come to realize that it's a privilege to know the truth. It's a privilege to know the Word of God. It's a privilege to have the Spirit of God living inside of me, and for me to have the opportunity to share that with other people. It's a gift, and I love it. I love it every minute of it. So God bless you guys, and thanks very much.